From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Refugees fleeing the violence are hit by airstrikes in Syria. An activist monitoring group says at least 28 people, including children, have been killed in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northwestern Syria near the Turkish border. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's too early to say who is responsible. Meanwhile, a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo could expire in a couple of hours.
Aleppo is increasingly becoming a shell of what it once was. Government aerial bombardment of the city over the last 2 weeks represents some of the worst of the war. Opposition shelling of government-controlled neighborhoods has also led to death and destruction. There's a clear danger that these attacks and counterattacks would continue to escalate and even spread beyond Aleppo.
UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman, the U.S. is trying to secure a longer-term extension of the cessation of hostilities. With the U.S. primary process nearing its end, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear set to battle in the November election to become the next U.S. president. Trump spoke to CNN's Wolf Blitzer about his competition going forward.
I'm going to bring jobs back to this country. Nobody can do that like I can do it. I understand what's going wrong. Hillary doesn't have a clue. Bernie Sanders is a socialist or more than that.
In remarks to the Asian Pacific American Institute of Congressional Studies, Clinton talked about her plans in this new phase of the contest.
I'm going to run a campaign of unity, a campaign of inclusivity.
Clinton is taking nothing for granted as California's big primary approaches against Bernie Sanders. You're listening to VOA News. In Washington, the Obama administration has announced sentence commutations for 58 federal convicts, including 18 who are serving life sentences. The announcement Thursday is part of an effort to reduce long prison sentences for certain federal drug offenders. Deputy Attorney General Sally Quillen Yates says the prisoners have been granted a second chance to lead productive and law-abiding lives. Israeli airstrikes hit four Hamas sites in Gaza Wednesday night following air raids earlier in the day, as tensions rise again along the Palestinian territory's border. Israeli forces claim Hamas fired mortar shells into Israel on Wednesday. No group has yet to claim responsibility for the mortar fire, and no casualties have been reported. A documentary highlighting Australia's policy of detaining asylum seekers in offshore processing centers opens in Melbourne on Thursday. As Phil Mercer reports from Sydney, the film explores the frustration and tragedy of the detainees.
Chasing Asylum penetrates the secret world of Australian-run detention camps on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and on the tiny South Pacific island nation of Nauru. At the heart of the documentary is never-before-seen footage that was secretly recorded inside the offshore centres. Detainees explain why they've sought asylum and detail their endless sense of despair at being locked away. The media is banned from visiting the camps, but Eva Orner, an Australian filmmaker based in Los Angeles, says she was determined to find a way to expose the truth.
The camps are horrific. People live in abject poverty, in mouldy tents. Women and children have been sexually abused.
Australian officials have defended the camps, insisting they save lives. Last month, the Manus Island Centre was declared unconstitutional and illegal by Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rescuers have found four survivors Thursday in the rubble of an apartment building that collapsed 6 days ago amid heavy rains in the Kenyan capital, raising hopes that more people might still be alive in a disaster that has left dozens dead and missing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is banning the sale of e-cigarettes and some other tobacco products to people under age 18 for the first time. It's a move designed to prevent a new generation from being addicted to nicotine. E-cigarettes have grown into a $3 billion industry as their use rises among middle and high school students here in the U.S. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.